Come and knock on our door.
Come and knock on our door.
We've been waiting for you.
We've been waiting for you.
Where the kisses are hers and hers and his. Three's company too. Come and dance on our floor.
Come and dance on our floor.
Take a step that is new.
Take a step that is new.
We've a lovable space that needs your face. Three's company too. You'll see that life is a ball again. Laughter is calling for you. Down at our rendezvous.
Down at our rendezvous. Three's company too.
Hi, Mr. Roper. I didn't hear you knock.
Well, you left your front door open.
I do now.
It's very dangerous. Any undesirable could walk right in on you.
You're absolutely right.
I know.
I'll close it.
You alone?
Yeah.
You better leave it open.
Is there anything I can do for you?
You got any baked beans?
Baked beans?
Yeah, Carter's baked beans. I just want the labels.
Oh, were you on a paper diet or something?
See, they're having a contest, and the first prize is 2 weeks in Hawaii. All you got to do is eat 3 cans of Carter's baked beans.
And that wins the trip?
No, you got to do a little more than that.
3 cans, and you probably will. Look, I don't think I have any, but feel free to look at the kitchen.
Thanks.
Baked beans.
Yes, really. Hi, Dad.
Hi.
What's that smell?
Mr. Roper's here.
You're cooking something expensive again, aren't you?
Oh. So what? You can't put a price tag on taste.
You don't have any.
Hi, Mr. Roper.
What kind of house is it without any baked beans?
A house without a can?
Supposed to be cutting down on our grocery bills.
You know we can't afford to eat that kind of food every night.
Especially with one of us not working.
Well, you don't have to spare my feelings, Chrissy. Why don't you just come right out and say it? We all know which one of us is not working.
All right. You're the one who's not working.
That hurts. You've got a mean streak in you, Chrissy.
But you asked me to
I have been looking through these want ads all day.
Well, here. Let me look for a while.
Well, there's a lot of part-time jobs listed here.
Yeah, I know, but none I can fit in with my school hours.
Well, how about this one right here? Young man wanted to sell encyclopedias, set your own hours, good commission.
Yeah, I thought about that one, but it's not for me.
Why not?
I don't know, selling door-to-door and hearing all those women say no, I couldn't take that kind of rejection.
I don't see why not. You've had enough practice here with us.
Oh, wait, here's another one. Male models wanted, $10 an hour. Mm-hmm. Must be tall, young, and good-looking.
No, they wouldn't want me.
Now, why not? You're tall.
Yeah.
And young?
Yeah. And?
Maybe they won't notice.
Then place a cucumber slice over each eyelid and relax for 20 minutes.
Is that you, Stanley?
Yeah.
Well, where'd you go? You didn't even have your breakfast.
Just went down the street. I had to get it. What's this?
Oh, it's for wrinkles around the eyes.
Well, it's working. You got a gang of them there.
Stanley, because that's your breakfast.
I got the entry blank for the Carter's Bean Contest from the supermarket. Now, all I gotta do is answer 10 simple questions, make up a slogan, and then mail it together with these 3 labels.
Well, where'd you get the labels?
Hit the supermarket. They accidentally peeled off the cans while I was passing.
You're wasting your time. You never won a contest in your life.
You're always knocking me. For once, couldn't you say, this time, he's going to do it?
Oh, I say that a lot.
Well, see, what's the first question here? What's the capital of Ecuador? Ecuador.
It's a country, Stanley.
Let's forget the questions. Let's go right to the slogan. I thought of a great slogan on the way home. Listen to this. Carter's beans for the red, white, and blue. If they're good enough for the army, they're good enough for you. Get the door, will you, Helen?
If they ran a lazy slob contest, you'd win easy.
Oh, hi. I'm sorry to bother you so early, but do you have a razor I could borrow?
Oh, sure. Hey, Stanley, get your razor for Janet, will you?
It's not for your legs, is it?
Oh, no, it's for Jack.
Jack's legs?
Now, see, Mr. Roper, he was shaving with his electric razor.
Oh?
Yeah, but then when he was halfway through, it quit on him.
The story of my life. It's in the kitchen, Stanley.
My razor's in the kitchen?
I was slicing cucumbers with it.
Just press them, Chrissy. You don't have to sharpen them.
I am trying to help you get the job.
Yeah, that's good enough. Thanks.
You're in luck. I got you another razor.
Oh, great.
Oh, no, not a straight razor. Hey, I just want to shave, not commit suicide.
Hey, I'll shave you, Jack.
Are you kidding? What happens if you cut my ear off?
Well, then I'll say I'm sorry.
Yeah, but I won't be able to hear you.
Don't worry. I know how to use it. I used to shave my grandfather every day when he was ill.
Oh, you mean the one without a nose?
That's him.
Forget it. I'll go macho.
No. Don't be silly. It is not dangerous. I'll prove it. Could you go get some lather, Janet?
Sure.
Let's see. There was a balloon or something.
It's left over from the party.
Okay.
You're not going to bribe me with a balloon.
It is not for you. That's the way they train barbers. They start them out shaving on balloons.
Yeah, but it doesn't need a shave.
I can shave that. I can shave you.
Hold still, please.
Well, this isn't the same thing as my face. You know, it hasn't got interesting cheekbones or a firm yet sensitive chin.
Neither do you. Will you hold still? And just watch and see the delicate little touch I have, okay? Yeah.
See?
Where is Freddy? We've got a lot of work to do.
Well, I don't know.
Oh, well, let's get some shots of you while we're waiting.
Okay. Oh, what will we be doing today?
It's a new series called Bedroom Playground. Oh, and a centerfold.
Oh, good. I haven't done a centerfold for ages.
No, it's not for you, darling. It's for Freddy, if he ever gets here.
How come the guys are getting all the centerfolds?
Equal rights.
Would you like me to wear my black fishnets and my lace garter belt?
Not for this layout. Just wear your dimples.
Why can't I wear the garter belt? I have a head cold.
Then wear a wig.
Hi.
Yes?
I came in answer to your ad. Look, I'm going to be very frank with you. I have no experience, and I know you're talking to a lot of people, and I know you'd like to see some references to make sure I'm qualified, but I'll work very hard and be very cooperative, so feel free to ask me anything you'd like.
What's your name?
Jack Tripper.
You got the job.
No. I have?
You're in pretty good shape, are you?
Oh, yeah. 42 chest, 31 waist.
What about the rest of you?
Fantastic.
Take off your clothes.
Are we modeling bathing suits?
No, birthday suit. What's wrong?
Well, I just thought I was supposed to model clothes.
Do you want the job or don't you?
Yeah, but I don't want to pose naked.
Not naked. Nude.
What's the difference?
Oh, there's all the difference in the world. Naked is dirty. Nude is art. And that's what my pictures are. Art.
Can I ask you something? What are these pictures for?
Living love.
Excuse me? What's living love?
You've heard of Playboy?
Yeah, sure.
Good, now you've heard of living love. You want to get undressed?
I don't think I want to do this.
Ashamed of your body?
Of course not. It's just I have certain principles, and there's some things I will not do, and one of them
did
is...
Did you come here to debate or to make $10 an hour?
Oh, where do I get undressed?
Right in here.
I didn't know this cubicle was taken, otherwise I wouldn't have come barging in like this. I'm really sorry. I would have not. I hope I haven't. In what? This one seems to be taken.
Then why don't you use the empty one?
Huh? Oh, right. I'll see ya.
You just did.
That was Sally. Sally, this is Jack. I'm using him instead of Freddy.
Hi, Jack.
Hi, Sally.
You're cute.
Well, you're cute, too. I'll be with you kids in a minute.
Oh, well, listen, Sally.
Yeah?
Why don't you go ahead of me? I can wait. I got plenty of time.
We're posing together, silly.
You did not tell me I would be posing with a girl.
Oh, what's wrong with that?
We'll both be naked.
New.
What about my family, my friends?
No, I only want you and the girl.
What if they see me?
What?
What if my family, my friends see me in a magazine?
Oh, don't worry about that. You see, the way I use light and shadow, nobody will see your face. I'll show you what I mean. Here's a shot I took yesterday.
You've got one, two... You got four people there.
Five.
Hi.
Hi. How'd your modeling job go?
Terrific. I'm selling encyclopedias.
What happened?
They wanted me to pose naked. Nude. They asked me to take all my clothes off. Can you imagine that?
Oh, poor baby. They took one look and turned you down.
No. I never gave them a chance. I walked out on them.
Why?
Why? How would you like to open up one of those kinky sex magazines and see me lying there?
I don't know. I think you'd look pretty cute with a staple through your navel.
I can make more money selling encyclopedias.
Why'd you take that job? I thought you said you couldn't handle the rejection.
There won't be any rejections, not with the sales manual Morris Morris gave me.
Morris Morris?
Yeah, that's the sales manager's name. It's Mr. Morris Morris.
Sounds like he ought to be selling ditto machines.
Yeah. But he's a real nice guy. And the first week he's going to go around with me and break me in. Janet, listen to this. Huh. And for every $300 set of encyclopedias, I get a $50 commission.
What? Oh, yeah, right. If you sell them.
What do you mean? If all I have to do is follow this sales manual word for word and I can't miss. Look,
uh-huh.
I'll show you. All right, hey, you be a potential customer, okay? Come here. And here, this is the front door, all right?
All right, okay.
All right. Knock, 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 knock. What are you doing?
I'm peeping through the peek hole. This is a very rough neighborhood.
Then don't mix me up, okay? It's just... All right. No, I'm inside now.
Oh, sorry.
Ah, madam, what a hold on. Ah, madam, what a lovely three-piece living room set you have.
Oh, what?
Yeah, that's what it says here. See, it tells you what to say step by step in every situation.
Oh, really? Yes, sit down.
Thank you, madam. Now, excuse me.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, madam. Now, you may know as we do that knowledge is the key that opens the door.
My husband has been away at sea for 17 months.
Knowledge is the key that opens a door to a child, and we have a carefully provided program.
So lonely.
Come on, Janet. A program to for a basis of a sound. Would you stop blowing in my ear?
Why should I stop? I thought your manual handled every situation.
Well, now, wait a minute. Let me check. Oh, yeah, here it is. Ear blowing. Oh, yeah.
Hey! Oh! What are you doing?
I'm selling her a set of encyclopedias.
That's what I thought you were doing.
I need to practice on somebody.
Practice on me. It looks like fun.
Oh, I'd love to. But I need a real customer.
You wouldn't happen to know the capital of Ecuador, would you?
What? Listen, there's really an easy way to find that out. Let's see. Ecuador begins with E.
Oh, yeah, I used to be very good at geography. I know all the capitals of the world till these new countries start popping up every day.
There it is, Ecuador. The capital is Quito.
Quito. That's a very useful book. You know, I wouldn't mind having one of those.
Yeah, it came in handy, didn't it?
Yeah, thanks.
Now, where was I?
You were saying you needed a real customer.
Yeah, if I... Roper! He's half sold already. He can be my first customer. Ladies, tonight we eat in style.
Here it is, Helen. 2 weeks in Hawaii as soon as I mail it.
You're wasting your spit, Stanley. You'll never win.
Oh, Mr. Roper, could I talk to you for
a second? I'll be right back. Talk to Mrs. Roper.
Good afternoon, madam. I'm conducting an educational survey.
Well, in that case, you better come in.
Ah, what a lovely three-piece living room set you have.
It's two pieces and it's horrible.
Yes. Now, madam, Mrs. Roper, have you ever wished you were better informed about, for instance... epidemiology?
Oh, I get it. You're selling encyclopedias.
No, that is yes, but I'm not supposed to say so. I'm supposed to talk about things like the Sumatran elephant, a fascinating creature, and it's not generally known, but it only mates once a year.
I know how it feels.
I just made the 4 o'clock mail.
That's nice, Jumbo.
Jumbo?
Jack is selling encyclopedias.
Well, look at this beautiful book. I mean, it's a world of information at your fingertips, such as right here. This is the anatomy of the human male in full color.
Oh, that's very interesting. Oh, yeah. Of course... Stanley doesn't have one of those anymore.
One of what?
An appendix.
And then, here's the female anatomy in full color.
Ooh. Oh.
And here's the flora and fauna of the North American continent.
Yeah. How much did you say this cost?
If he sells one set of these, he gets $50 commission. We can really eat.
Then maybe we should buy a set from him.
I think I'll make myself another cup of tea while I figure that out.
How do you do? I'm Mr. Morris.
Hello?
Morris.
Hello?
I'm here to see Mr. Tripper. You wouldn't happen to be his wife, would you?
No, but he'll be back in a little while. Why don't you come on in and sit down?
Oh, thank you. There they are. What handsome encyclopedias.
Yes. Oh, is that what you've come about?
Exactly.
Could you excuse me for 1 minute?
Oh, certainly.
Thank you. Janet, there's a man out there who's asking about encyclopedias.
You mean a customer?
Yes.
Ooh.
Okay, let's keep him here till Jack gets back. Hello.
Oh, hello. Mrs. Tripper?
No.
Well.
Won't you sit down?
Thank you.
Aren't these beautiful books?
Oh, yes. Hand tool leatherette with genuine imitation gold leaf.
And just so full of information.
Yes. So, you'd like to buy a set?
No.
No.
No, we thought you would.
Oh, my goodness, no. I'm here to sell them. To go around with Mr. Tripper, show him the ropes. Some of the forms are very complicated.
Oh, you must be Morris Morris.
Yes.
What a great guest, Janet. How'd you do that?
What?
Here is Mr. Tripper.
Oh, Jack, he's downstairs right now selling a set of encyclopedias.
Oh, no. All by himself? Mm-hmm. Why, he's untrained. He can't do that alone.
Mr. Roper, if you'll just sign here.
Here?
Yeah. No, there.
Here?
No, I'm sorry. I have to sign there as a witness.
Here?
Yes. No, no. Yes, I'm sorry. On the box. And that's about it.
Oh, good afternoon, madam. I wonder if I might have a word with Mr. Tripper.
Oh, sure, sure. Come on in.
My, what a lovely three-piece living room set.
Mr. Morris? I've just made my first sale.
Fantastic!
Great.
Is this your signature, Mr. Tripper?
Yes, sir.
And yours, Mr. Roper?
That's right.
Congratulations!
Thank you.
You just bought yourself a set of encyclopedias. And you, sir, qualify for the $50 commission.
No, wait. There's some mistake.
A contract is a contract.
No, but you see, I made the sale. Mr. Roper, would you just cross out
your name? No. I'll lose my $50.
Oh, Well, look, I have an idea. Why don't I just tear it and put his name there?
Oh,
then
you ripped my the name contract. No, okay, you can't.
It tore
contract
by itself. Oh, my God, I can't stop myself. Hi.
Hi. Oh, where's your encyclopedia case?
I turned it in. Another day of Morris Morris and I would have gone mad. Hey, listen. I got a job as a part-time waiter at the Pizza Paradise.
Oh, all right. You know, I think you should have stuck to modeling. I
what?
Really do. Yeah, a girl at the office. She had this copy of Living Love lying around. And, well, Janet, I think that Jack looks terrific.
All right.
Don't you? That's not me. I never pose for them. Let me see.
No, I admit that the face is a little shadowy, but I would know those feet anywhere, wouldn't you, Janet?
All right.
Those are not my feet.
Oh, and those knees.
Mm-hmm. And that waist.
And that.
Chrissy.
Hairy chest, Jack.
Those are not my hairs. That's not me.
Oh, come on, Jack. You don't have to hide it from us. Not anymore.
Company was videotaped in front of a studio audience.